Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the motherfucking internet. At least for the moment, until I get banned, of course. I have three observations about... And I'm still debating how to refer to these people, and I use the term people very loosely. Technically speaking, they are animals who, if natural selection had been allowed to take its course, would be dead. They're certainly not people. The people who are attempting to spread this terror and fear of a Donald Trump presidency. The observation number one, this hit me 5 minutes ago. I'm looking in my email and there's a message from a person and he runs a business and he helps men with their female problems, which is hilarious because I've attended a couple of gatherings with these guys. And all of these men have problems relating with women and, you know, they're all getting divorced. Mostly it's middle-aged to older guys who are getting divorced and ass-raped by their ex-wives. And they're all liberal Democrats. They're all Hillary Clinton supporters. And I'm sitting here thinking, you guys have no pattern recognition skills at all, do you? The only person in this room who is not currently being ass-raped by a woman is me. The only person in this room who is not a Hillary Clinton voter is me. The only person in this room who can't shut up about tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism is me. The only person in this room who's not registered as a liberal Democrat is me. You guys have no fucking pattern recognition skills at all. Zero. So this guy sends out an email. In the email is a blog post from some woman who has a website and runs a business helping women deal with their problems. And this blog post, which I'm probably going to read to you and analyze in depth because it is fucking pathetic, is entirely about how women, all women across America, even the women who voted for Donald Trump, all the women in the United States are afraid right now. And you need to comfort them because they're all just terrified. And it suddenly occurred to me, look at the people who are trying to generate fear of a Trump presidency. Now we're going to talk about another. How many of them make money from fear? If the way you make money is helping women deal with being afraid of things and deal with their personal problems, and I've talked about this over and over throughout the years, this is the difference between a real job and a parasite job. If your income relies on people being broken, then you're not going to endeavor to fix anything. It's like all these people who work at these places, well, we help abused children. Right. So if there were no abused children, you would not have a job anymore. That's why you don't seek to end child abuse. You seek to perpetuate child abuse. Because if child abuse ended, you're unemployed. So there's all these fucking people out there, not just psychotherapists and life coaches and all this other stuff, who make money if people are afraid. There's these other people called the mainstream media. Nobody buys a newspaper if they're not scared. Nobody watches CNN if they're not afraid. Nobody gives a fuck what Fox News says if they're not terrified. All these people And I use the term people loosely. All of these people who are telling you that you need to be afraid of a Trump presidency because Donald Trump is going to come to your house late at night and rape you. When you hear this shit, ask yourself, does this person telling me this make money off of fear? And then ask yourself, does the person telling me this who makes money off of fear, is this person a anti-capitalist? Do they hate capitalism? Do they think capitalism is the root of all evil? And do they want me to pay them directly or indirectly in some way? And do they only have a job if the fear, if the broken people, if mentally disturbed people continue? Again, I'm a life coach. Okay, great. If nobody needs a life coach because everybody has their shit together, you're unemployed. As a life coach, it's your job to perpetuate broken people. Observation number two. This goes back to, and I talked about this on one of the cast, where day after the election, I'm sitting there and these people, two people I work with, are having this debate. One of them is saying, well, we should have raised the taxes on cigarettes. And the other one is saying we should not have raised taxes on cigarettes because mostly poor people smoke and it affects them adversely. And one of them says to the other, but if we don't raise taxes on cigarettes, how are we going to stop people from smoking? And the other one says, well, I don't know, but we've got to find a different way than that. And I'm thinking, this is why I hate you all, because you're sitting here trying to figure out how you can control somebody else's life. You statists do not understand that the flaw you have in your tiny little fucking primitive brains is that your entire existence revolves around your need to control other people. And here's where I made the connection this morning. I have this book. I just finished it. It's called The Power of Less, The Fine Art of Limiting Yourself to the Essential in Business and Life by Leo Bab. I'm totally going to mutilate this man's name. I do not know how to pronounce it. It's B-A-B-A-U-T-A. And I will probably do a episode of Stating the Obvious about this, and there will be links and everything like this. He has a blog. What the hell is it? I can't remember what it's called. I just finished this book, and I've read numerous books on, you know, simplicity and reducing and all this other shit. I talk about them every now and then. This one is by far one of the better ones. And I have yet again implemented more things in my life. It's like, okay, can I change this? Can I change that? I'm doing some stuff. And I'm constantly trying to improve my life. And this particular book has given me some very useful information, some food for thought, some things I've mulled over. And I have actually not just thought about it, but I have changed some of the things. Change, there's your magic fucking word. Just had 8 years of change. You goddamn pieces of shit. For 8 fucking years, the only change you had was calling white people racist. Oh, now I guess you got a fucking Donald Trump presidency. Suck my ballsack. I have changed some of my actions because of reading this book. And as I was looking at this book this morning, because I was picking it up and moving it from one place to another, because one of the things I'm working on is decluttering, because I'm a clutter motherfucker, and it occurred to me, all of you fucking pieces of shit who are trying to generate all of this fear of a Trump presidency, all of you, your biggest focus in life is controlling other people. How do I stop other people from smoking cigarettes? What you're not focused on is the one person you can change, which is yourself. And this is the difference between the statist and the anarcho-capitalist. My focus in my life, which is limited, I'm going to die one day. One day I'm going to die. I'm not going to lay on my death. You fuckers. You fucking pieces of disgusting shit. I can see you laying on your deathbed going, I sure wish I would have voted for more laws against smoking. Because stopping other people from smoking, that was the most important thing in my life. You people are fucking losers. You are inferior scum. You are the filth of the earth. Being put in concentration camps and being exterminated would be better than you deserve. Instead of worrying so much about what everyone else is doing and trying to force other people to do what you want them to do, because your life, you have no value. You have no fucking life. You are a completely worthless piece of shit, and you know it. I, as an anarcho-capitalist, my focus is on myself. It's on my life. That's selfish. Yes, exactly. See, and this is the problem. Not trying to force other people to not smoke is selfish. Not supporting Obama because he's half black when he murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. I'm so selfish. Not voting for Hillary Clinton because she has a cunt. I am so selfish. But oh, you are so caring. You've got hashtag assassinate Trump, hashtag rape Melania, you know, Bill Clinton sticking cigars in women's vaginas and they're crying on TV, Bill Clinton raped me and you're calling them liars. Oh, you're so compassionate. You care so much. Oh, you're so diverse and tolerant. Oh, oh. And you feel so good. And you're still a piece of shit. Your marriage is falling apart. You're getting divorced. You're getting ass raped by your ex-wife. And you can't see the pattern. You can't see the pattern. You have no pattern recognition skills. You're not going to make yourself better. You're not going to work on yourself. You're not going to change your actions, your habits, your beliefs. You're not going to let go of your need to control, manipulate, murder, imprison, steal from other people. Because that's the entire focus of your worthless little fucking life. Third thing, I read this, I think it, where was it? It was on one of the sites I read, what the fuck, I don't remember. I'll see if I can put the links in the show notes. Apparently now, and so this is what they wrote. They wrote about how now the anti-Trump people are doing whatever you do when they're virtue signaling by what they're doing is they're putting safety pins on their clothing. That you right, you know, like you little virtue signaling idiots, you wear the little ribbon for AIDS or the ribbon to support the troops or the ribbon for breast cancer, whatever, all this virtue. So the newest virtue signaling is wearing a safety pin because you think that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. And this blog, Age of Shitlords, I'm pretty sure it was Age of Shitlords. Age of Shitlords pointed out, okay, these people are protesting Donald Trump, who they think is Hitler too. In order to protest Hitler too, they are going to wear an item of clothing. It's not clothing, but they're putting an item on their body which identifies them as a group of people who think Trump is Hitler too. Which is interesting because Hitler, one, forced all the Jews to wear the Star of David so everyone would know who they are. So the anti-Trumpers who think Trump is Hitler too are wearing an item so that everyone can identify who they are. Again, showing that left-wing statists don't have pattern recognition skills. And that was hilarious, and I thought about it for a while. And then I recognized why they're doing it. And here, my friends, here, 15 minutes in, this is the brilliance that you came here for today.
Great one. You're so arrogant.
Yeah, because it's not bragging if you can do it. The anti-Trump people, using the term people still very loosely, the anti-Trump people want to recreate Nazi Germany. They're not waiting for Donald Trump to tell them to put a Star of David on their clothing. They are voluntarily doing it. They are actively trying to create Nazi Germany. This is why they're running around, in addition to making money off of it, this is why they're running around spreading this fear. But you would say, great one, why would anyone want to recreate Nazi Germany? I will be happy to explain that to you. Look at any anti-Trump individual. If you can stop being biased, and I know it's hard, we're human, we have bias. Stop being biased, look at them objectively. You will see a loser. You will see someone who has no control over their own life and thus is fascinated with stopping other people from smoking. You will see someone who is getting divorced and ass-raped and doesn't know how to relate to women. You will see losers. Now, I, many times in the past, have talked about this. There's a post over on Return of Kings not too long ago, which I mentioned, talks about this. The little millennials and a lot of other people today, they look back on the protesters in the 1960s as being these great heroes who fought against the injustice of the war and all this other stuff, even though they were actually not against the war, they were only against the draft. As soon as the draft went away, the protest against the war stopped. Just like, remember how when Bush was president, liberals were anti-war, and then Obama got elected, the protest stopped. Trump's been elected. Have you noticed? Suddenly, I predicted this, suddenly, left-wing statist, liberal Democrats, suddenly they're anti-war again. Whoa! Just boom, just like that. Suddenly, killing people is wrong again. Unless you're raping Melania Trump, in which case it's totally okay. Right? Because remember, it's not rape if a Muslim does it. It's not murder if a Democrat does it. These people look at the protesters of the 60s, and they see them as holding this moral high ground and having accomplished something great. They look at the people who marched in the civil rights protest, and they look at those people and say, look, those were great people. They fought this evil. They fought racism, segregation. Those people did something great. Because one of the ways you can become a great person is by fighting an injustice. Okay, that's legitimate. Now, who is the greatest evil other than Donald Trump that has ever lived on the planet? Of course, it's Adolf Hitler. So if you want to become a good person, and remember, look at these people. These people have no control over their own lives. They're not striving to make themselves better. They are losers in every sense of the word, right? They're getting divorced. They're getting ass raped. They can't hold relationships. They can't keep jobs. They're in debt. They don't work on themselves. They're more concerned with stopping other people from smoking than they are with losing weight themselves, right? These are the truest fucking here in the People's Republic of Colorado. They're the dope smokers. These are the biggest losers on the planet Earth, but they desperately want to achieve greatness. They don't want to achieve greatness enough to go out and do any work. Because, again, as Aaron Cleary points out, the one common denominator of liberal statist is that they're all lazy. So they want to be great. They want to be praised. But they ain't going to do any fucking work. Well, to be the greatest good person that's ever lived, you have to oppose the greatest bad person who has ever lived. And this is why all the anti-Trumpers are trying to turn Donald Trump into Hitler. This is why they are actively trying to recreate Nazi Germany. Because by recreating Nazi Germany, they can then protest against Nazi Germany. And in the process, they can feel good about themselves. And you may say, great one, I don't think it's that simple. You can say that, but you're wrong. It is that simple. Watch. As the years go by, you will see more and more effort. You will see fabricated stories. You will see people screaming about how they're oppressed when they're not. You will see the anti-Trump people. Again, people, it's a word used loosely. You will see the basket of inferiors. Maybe that's what I go with. Basket. They are. They're the basket of inferiors. There it is. I have newly defined this term because I had used basket of inferiors already. I just didn't have a solid definition for it. The basket of inferiors is the people who are attempting to recreate Nazi Germany so they can feel good about themselves. You will see the basket of inferiors going forth and desperately trying to create oppression where it doesn't exist because they have no purpose in life. They have no reason to be alive. And they know it. And they want purpose. All humans want purpose. That's natural. That's normal. That's good. We all want purpose in our lives. The difference between the superior people and the basket of inferiors is that the basket of inferiors have no idea how to create purpose from within themselves. They need a purpose given to them from the outside. Today we will protest this. They are fought. Today we will march on this. Today Donald Trump is Hitler, right? Everything they have comes from the outside. Everything they have, all of their purpose is given to them by somebody else. And these are the people who need the government to give them purpose. And yes, over on the right, these are the people who need God to give them purpose. They're the same thing. I know some of you think the right and the left are different. Does not matter if your purpose in living comes from government or comes from God. You still need your purpose in living given to you from an external source. You are still inferior. But the basket of inferiors, because these are people who are actually going to do work to create Nazi Germany here in the United States. That's what's so pathetic. They're not going to do work to make the world a better place. But these are people who will actually put effort, time, and work into recreating Nazi Germany so that they can feel good about themselves for opposing Nazi Germany. Instead of just starting where they are and making the world a better place, they want to roll everything back. They want to create all this oppression and tell all these lies and fucking send out all these hashtags. They're just losers, right? They're just losers. It's exactly like the story I told you about the homeless person sitting there on the same block as the Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters. There's all these people in the Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters. Late at night, I'm walking by, and it's dark, and the lights are on. They're all in there, and these people are all working, and they're on the phone. I don't know what you even do on the telephone in the year 2016. I really don't. What? I haven't talked on a telephone in months. They're on the phone, and they're all working for free, and they're working so hard, and they're putting all this time and effort and energy and resources and money into getting a rich woman elected president so that she can do something to help homeless people. And right there, there's a homeless person outside the elect Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters. Not one of those fucking pieces of shit is lifting a finger to help that homeless person. And that right there is the most perfect picture of the sorts of person that falls into the basket of inferiors.